They say that Richard Corey owns one half of this whole town.
This Friday evening in the Wells Metz Theater of the Lenoirville Theater and Drama Center, the opening of a new play, It's Jimmy Corey, by our guest Kevin Daly. It actually replaces another Kevin Daly piece that was scheduled called King's Fools and Fences. I'm George Walker. Kevin, thanks very, very much for joining us. You're working in the MFA program for playwriting. Where did you do your undergrad?
A small school in Connecticut called Quinnipiac University.
Uh-huh.
I got my bachelor's in criminal justice.
Good preparation for a playwright?
Absolutely.
Did you come directly from undergraduate school to graduate school?
No, I took some time off to go backpacking around. Yeah, I spent about half a year in Europe and was doing some writing, which is what I ended up using to apply for school here.
Mm-hmm. So criminal justice, then a year of backpacking, preparations for playwriting.
Mm. Yeah, I guess it's the standard route that everyone should take when they come over here.
Tell us a little bit about your play. It's called Jimmy Corey.
Sure.
The new production team, by the way, for it includes director Murray McGibbon, your scenes by Tim Borden, costumes by Robbie Stanton. You've got a great crew working on this.
Unbeatable, yeah. Murray's been great. Robbie, Tim, Cindy's doing the lighting, Cindy Murphy.
Can you describe the story a little bit about where it came from for you?
Where it came from? It came from a lot of places. You know, we could talk about how there's definitely the inspiration from the Edwin Arlington Robinson poem, Richard Corey. And this story is about Jimmy Corey, who is Richard Corey's son. And we have, or I have elaborated on the circumstances of this man, Richard Corey, having shot himself. And we follow Jimmy Corey about 12 years later in his life, dealing with some circumstances left behind by his father.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This person who glittered when he walked?
Yeah. Yeah, you know the poem. It's a beautiful poem.
Must have been tough on the son.
Must have been tough on the son. Yeah, he carries a burden on him, a self-imposed shadow, if you will, that he's desperately trying to rid himself of through the play. And like any story, he has obstacles in the way, and he has things that he needs to weigh out, and that's where this story will take you and those decisions he makes.
We're talking with author Kevin Daly about the upcoming production in the Wells Metz Theater of Jimmy Corey. Sounds a little bit grim.
Sounds a little bit grim. Well, maybe that's the way I'm explaining it. I think that it has opportunities to rise above that. But yes, it's certainly not a comedy. Much like one of my heroes had done, Paul Simon, in his Richard Corey song, he elaborated on the story and changed it a little bit and added to it. We've done the same thing. Richard Corey in our story is in contemporary, so he's not in the 1800s like he is in the poem. And what he is an accountant for a kind of local loan shark, kind of under-the-table loan guy who's done some pretty terrible things around this neighborhood.
Boy, wait till Edward Arlington Robinson hears about this.
Well, you know, he leaves room. The beauty of the poem is he doesn't give us the exact reason why Richard Corey shot himself, and I try not to do that as well. You know, if you look at the poem and then you look at the song, Paul Simon's done the same thing. He hasn't elaborated on why the person shot himself. He's just defined the structure of the story a little bit more, and I've done the same thing. I've kind of elaborated on that.
So the family continues, but the mystery remains?
Yeah, and the story's about Jimmy. You know, it's not about Richard at this point. We're playing around with what was a great poem and a great song.
We've been talking with Kevin Daly. His play Jimmy Corey opens this Friday with performances Friday and Saturday at 7:30 and then the next week Tuesday through Saturday. It's in the Wells Metz Theater of the Lenoirville Theater and Drama Center. I'm George Walker.
Richard Corey.